This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. Before I do a bit of housekeeping, let me touch on the water subject again briefly. So we had torrential rain, not just one night or one day, but numerous times over the last few weeks. What did that affect? Nothing. Still limited water for our irrigators. Throughout the weekend and again on Monday, it looked like the dead of winter. Snow, snow, and more snow, all falling and melting. The streets looked like creeks with all the water running down them. And what did it affect? Well, nothing. Still limited water for our irrigators. I had to drive over the hill to Medford last week, and at Lake of the Woods, it again looked like winter, with snow falling sideways and plenty of snow on the ground. What did it affect? Well, nothing. Still limited water for our irrigators. If they can't get a full allocation of water after this winter and spring, then when will they? Perhaps the acting director of the BOR can explain. But probably not. Now for a bit of housekeeping. If you were a sports fan and listened to local and national sports on 1240 or 106.5 The Winner, you undoubtedly noticed a change in programming last Friday. Some thought it was just because of Cinco de Mayo, but it wasn't. At the end of the day, running a radio station is a business, one that must, by its federal license, serve the public interest and the public need. Simply put, there were not enough listeners to sports radio and local sporting events to make an all-sports station fit the bill. Sponsors need to advertise during local sporting events, and frankly, there were simply not enough to justify the expense of providing 24-hour sports programming. Now, if you're a fan of the Mazama Vikings, the Oregon Ducks, or the Portland Trail Blazers, you can still follow them, but next season they'll be on 1450 and 102.5 KFLS. Now you may wonder about the new radio station, La Patrona on 106.5 and 1240. Well, a large chunk of the population of the Klamath Basin identifies as Hispanic, according to the last census. Of those, the ones that primarily speak Spanish were being underserved by not having a Spanish language station. In addition, numerous public agencies made it clear there was no coordinated way to disseminate vital information to the Spanish-speaking community. With our new Spanish-language website, lavozdeklamath.com, and our new Spanish-language radio station, La Patrona 106.5, we can fill that need and provide programming and information to the public, which we are licensed to do. Now, some will argue with this change, and some will not. That's just the way it is. If you'd like to share your comments with me, feel free. Just email view@klamathradio.com. That's view@klamathradio.com. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.